Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Shane?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hi, Shane. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Happy Tuesday, right?
Yes. It'd be better if it was Happy Friday, though, wouldn't it?
You're my kind of guy. I like the way you think. That's awesome. I always say, as long as we're plugging away slowly but surely, that still has to be a good thing, huh?
That's it. That's right. Yes, ma'am.
So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program. So did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
Yeah, kind of. So if you Google, like, you Google Brick Masons in Baldwin County, they're going to, we'll pop up.
Exactly. So that's the main benefit for you, is not only that position is available, but it's exclusive, meaning it just became available. We are filling it today. So once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we'll block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with someone else that does what you do. So I'm sure that you can see, you know, the benefit of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Yeah, how much does that cost a month?
So let me just see here. I can apply the legacy rate pricing for you since you're over 10 years in business, and that's a 50% reduction off of our regular rate, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398, okay?
Right. Now, and how much a month did you say?
Just $299 monthly, and you'd be grandfathered into that rate where it would never go up. So it wouldn't matter if you took on 5 jobs or you on 50 jobs. You're still paying that same flat rate month to month, regardless of the amount of activity that you see, you know? And then what we're also going to do for your business, in addition to putting you on the first page of Google and Bing, we're also going to program you into all of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Right.
Right? So that's a different search result altogether, okay? So once we program Newman Masonry into the mobile platform, now you're going to become available from all of the searches done from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay, so question, because Tara put a note in here that you're just newly getting out there on the Internet, so you don't have a business Facebook chance. Do you?
No, I'm not on Facebook either. I mean, I got Facebook, but I've never put anything out there on it.
Okay. Here's why I brought that up. Because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to do Facebook ads. And it's pretty cool. If you don't have a business Facebook, don't worry. We'll create one for you. And then the search engines will track what people in your area are searching for. So if they're searching for anything that relates to what you do, guess what? Next time they go on their news feed, there will be an ad for Newman Masonry coming up, or Newman Masonry, I'm sorry. So it's something that's designed to bring you more new clients coming from the social media platform. And on top of that, this program comes with a detailed tracking system, which means that you'll have the ability to see the new clients that you've received. You'll also see which keywords they typed in to find you. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. That way, everything is very transparent. Okay? And then being that this is a month-to-month program, Shane, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Right.
Yeah, now you don't have a website yet either, right?
No, I don't have anything. No, I mean, I've been doing it for 25 years. I've never really had to do it before. But yeah, that's pretty cool. If people want to look for something, they can look it up. If they can just pop, if I could pop up, that'd be cool. But $300,
yeah.
Ooh, that's high a little bit, but.
Well, the nice thing is that it boils down to, if you calculate it out, only $9 and some change per day to increase your business. And there's
right.
No contract involved, so it's fully cancelable at any time if you're not happy. But I'll tell you this right now, Shane, you're absolutely never going to cancel because you're going to love it. And nobody cancels on profit, and I know that you won't either. It's like that old saying, you know, if you spend a dollar and you get 10 back, you're going to want to spend that dollar every single time, right?
That's correct.
Yep. So I'll send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
I'm, and I don't even use my email, but it's Shane Newman, 2171@yahoo.com.
Shane Newman, 2171@yahoo.com?
Correct.
Okay. And then is this the phone number you'd like to have displayed on Google?
Right. Yeah, that's the only number I got.
Perfect. Okay. Now, for the listing itself, do you want it to show as Newman Masonry, or should I put in Inc. or LLC, anything like that? What's your thoughts there?
No, I'm just Newman. I'm not LLC. I'm a sole proprietor.
Sole proprietor. Okay, good. I like it that way, by the way. Sometimes people insist on putting a little incorporation or an LLC or something special, LTD, on their listing, but I think that when a potential client sees you, all they're going to care about is that you're local and you're credible and you can get the job done. They're not going to care if you're a sole proprietor or not. You know what I mean?
Right.
Especially someone
right.
like you with 25 years of industry expertise. You're probably doing masonry in your sleep, huh?
No, when I get off, I don't think about it. I started, I've been doing it for 32 years, but I've owned my business
no
for 25.
Way. Wow, that's phenomenal. Well, you know what they say, if you find something that you love, you'll never work a day in your life. And after 32 years, that shows that you must love it, right?
No, I just can't make as much money doing anything else. But it's all right. Some things is fun. But, yeah, you get out there and it's 100 degrees and you're laying concrete block in 100 degrees. You don't love that at all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, plus the humidity on top of it, huh?
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Those are the days you have to have some shade and a nice lemonade with you even to get through, huh? And plenty of water.
No, we just do it. We go, because you don't make no more money in the heat, so you just got to do it. We just...
There you go. The faster you work through it, the better. Yep. Now, is the Barlow Road address, 15887 Barlow Road, is that a physical address, Shane, where you can receive mail?
It is.
Okay. I'm going to have Google send a PIN verification code in the mail to that address. It will be there within 5 to 10 business days. And it's a very important part of the process. So once you get that 5-digit code, just make sure to get it back to us. Now, if you're out in the field today.
How do you get it back? What do you mean by getting it back?
You would just call me or you would reply to one of our emails or our text messages, whatever is easier for you. As long as you get it to us, we can submit it to Google so that they can verify your listing, okay?
Right.
Yep.
I got
you. And so. Yeah, I always tell people to use the email and the text feature because that way if you're out in the field when it comes, you don't have to drop everything and call us. You can just reply to one of our text messages. So with that being said, I can secure this position for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how much did they say it was? 360-something?
$398 today. And then $299 monthly. So that $99 setup fee goes on the first payment only.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then $299 a month.
Yep, exactly.
Ooh.
And I'm going to try to get a website included for you also, Shane. And here's why. We build Google compliant websites here too, and we charge an additional $400 to put them together. But what I'm thinking is, since we're moving forward and we're filling the position today, and since you currently don't have a site, I already sent out a request to my supervisor to try to get an authorization to include it for you, because I figure that it's 2022 and you're probably going to need the site anyway. Now, once they respond, if they give me the approval on it, you're going to have the ability to upload a logo or pictures or examples of services. If you don't have content, that's okay too. We'll use stock photos that have worked very successfully in your industry, because our main objective is going to be to get you up and running. So that's the beauty of this program, is that when you try this on a month-to-month basis, if you ever cancel down the road, which again, I know that you won't because you'll love this, but let's say that you did, worst case scenario is you'll have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now, because everything we built for you, you're always going to have that for your business. Okay, so what that means is that Newman Masonry will be fully optimized on Google and Bing. You're going to be on all the popular directories. You'll be programmed into the mobile platform. So if you ever canceled service, naturally you're not going to be on the first page, because that's the service that you pay us for. But even so, you're still going to have a stronger presence than you have right now. Okay?
Right. But they'll still always be able to Google me.
Exactly. If someone Googles you, they'll always find you, because you're still going to have a verified Google listing. That's kind of like if you are looking for McDonald's and you type in McDonald's, you're going to find McDonald's, right? But if you type in fast food or hamburger, you'll probably get a variety of options. So that's the service that we provide for you, is if they're typing in masonry or stonework or brickwork or walkways or the variations of the services that you offer, we'll make sure that you're coming up based on your service also. But what you said is absolutely true. If somebody ever Googles you after the fact, they'll still be able to find you.
I got you. Cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. I know that you'll be...
Yeah, I just did the Angie's List last Friday. Is there any way I can pay for this Friday?
So I can do a split payment where you would just do the $299 today, and maybe I could do the setup fee on Friday. Would that work?
Yeah, probably. I'm trying to think. Yeah, that would be good to get it out there like that. Things are slowing down, and I was like, man, what are we going to do? We got to keep going. So, but yeah, anytime, because a lot of stuff like that would be good to be on there. Hang on 1 second.
No problem.
What's that? No, I mean, the more you're out where people can find you, the better off it is.
Yeah, and you know what? I didn't get into the list of the popular directories, but I want to let you know that we're going to put you on Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, Facebook, Merchant Circle, YouTube, Super Pages. There's 48 directories that are popular in your area, and our objective behind that is to help Newman Masonry achieve the strongest, most dominant internet presence locally, so that you start ranking on the first page of Google. So regardless of whatever happens down the road, go ahead.
Well, I was sitting here thinking, if y'all are getting me work and I'm making money by using y'all, then yeah, we'll keep paying. If it's a one-time fee thing and I don't ever get nothing out of it, then yeah, you're not going to want to keep using it.
Yeah, you're a smart man, because that's why we go month to month with our clients, because we're a performance-based company. So we know that once you see the revenue and the jobs that you're receiving off of this, you're going to continue to renew with this month after month, and you never will cancel, because why would you, as long as it's working for you? You know what I mean?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, I'm looking for something real quick. I mean, I just got home. I had to, one week, it's my week with my kids, so I take them and pick them up back and forth to school, and this was my week to have them.
Oh, no way. How old are your kids?
Oh, they're the devils. I got a 20-year-old, 19, 14, and 10, all girls.
Oh, wow. What a neat span in their age range. I bet when the 10-year-old was little that the older kids helped you so much with her, huh?
No.
No? Why not?
I got all girls. They fight and bicker with each other, and it's like
oh,
war.
Oh, my God.
Like Germans and Americans in my house.
That's funny. Now, are the older ones still living at home, too?
Sometimes. They drop in occasionally when they need money or food.
Yep. If they need money or food, they know how to find you, huh?
That's it. They got keys to the house. They come in and usually come in and get what they want and get out before I show up. But.
Well, they're women, so you taught them well, right? If they can find you when they need money or food, that's a good thing.
That's it.
I love it.
I mean, they're all cool. They all did good in school. They're good kids. They don't drink or anything like that. And they don't smoke or drink. They don't do, I don't know, because I drink beer and smoke, but they don't do nothing. I don't know how they turned out so good. So.
Well, you're a blessed man. You raised them right. That's good. It sounds like you did a phenomenal job with them, and you're being humble about it, too, because even though you say you don't know, I know you
must
have been on top of them.
It wasn't me. All I do is say, don't mess with me. I'll smack you in the head. You better not harass me. The mama did it. It wasn't me.
Well, that goes by my favorite saying, behind every good man, there's a good woman, and it sounds like they had a really great mama, so that's awesome.
Yeah, she wasn't good to me. She wasn't good to me, but she was good to them. So that's all that matters.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, now that they're raised, it is all that matters. So, but you have them this week for the school drop-offs and whatnot, huh?
Yeah, I have them a week, and their mother will have them a week, and their mother will get frustrated, and then I'll have them their mama's week. I have them probably 35 weeks out of the year. So they're with me more than they are the mother.
Wow. Well, that's why you need this program, Shane, because girls are expensive.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking, you know, because it's Christmas time coming up, and I got my birthday coming up, and I'm just watching my pennies because the work is slowing down and people's not paying as much as they once were a year ago. And everything is, I'm trying to figure out what, because I would love to be out there like you're saying. I just got to make sure that it's going to be, you know, that money coming out every month. I've got, you know.
That's the beauty of this program. I want to let you know is that this will help you fund nice things for your family, because the very first thing you're going to notice about this program once you're front and center on Google is that it will attract the luxury high-end clients that are willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service, as opposed to people that are out there price shopping you. Because when you think about it, Shane, the only reason someone's going to Google for your service is if they do have an immediate need to hire you, right? Google calls that a micro moment, you know, putting Newman Masonry in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time that they need you. And I'm real big on conversion, meaning what we specialize in is the exposure, making sure that you're found. But I also want to make sure that when that potential client sees you, they have that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you prior to picking up the phone and calling you. So we're going to promote, when we put the website together, that you're a trusted business in the community with 32 years of industry expertise. We'll put on examples of your work. We'll put a logo up there. So that way, like I said, we'll make sure that when people start posting reviews on Google that you have that 5-star rating next to your name, which you're already getting a little bit out on the internet, which is great. So we'll help you expand on it. And that will help those potential clients.
Angie's List, is Angie's List the one putting me on the internet?
Yeah, I see a listing for you on Angie Leads, and there is a 5-star rating for you on that platform. Let me see if the person put... Oh, there's two of them. There's a guy named Dennis that put, great work, I would definitely recommend them. And then there was a guy named Baker. He did what he said he was going to do and did, and all around great work. So you have two 5-star ratings
already. Those are some of my contractors.
I love it. Good. Yeah. The nice thing
is Angie Leads mm-hmm. did all that.
Okay. Yeah. If what we'll do is once your Google listing is verified, we'll send you a review generator email, and it's really cool because it'll say, thank you for using Newman Masonry. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then as soon as your client clicks the button, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're going to love it.
See, Angie Leads, I think Angie Leads, with all the leads they send me, I think it's right at $1,000 a month with them. But now that is, I got mine on pause, and I'm going to go back and have that drop down. Because, you know, I have my clients with my contractors, and so the what they're sending me is just individuals, you know, people that need to get stuff done around here.
Yep.
I'm trying.
Yeah, you know, what a lot of people do, Shane, is they'll put the leads on pause for a couple of weeks or modify the budget like what you're thinking just so that they can allot some money to try this program. And then what they find is once they're up on Google, they save so much money in the future on lead fees because why would they continue to buy leads if people are calling them directly? You know what I mean? So this will be a huge money saver for you in the future, too, if you have a budget like that with Angie Leads.
Right.
So I know you got home. Did you decide if you can do the full amount now, or would you rather do the $299 now and do the setup fee on Friday? What's your thoughts there?
Now, what was the setup fee?
It's $99, so I'm allowed to do a split payment where I can do the setup fee on Friday if you like.
Right.
Or we could do it all at once.
I can put it on one of my credit cards. But now
okay.
I want to know if, I mean, I will be able to, now how long, what I mean is when, I'm old, I'm 50, how old am I? Anyway, I'll be in my 50s next month. Anyway,
okay.
Somebody goes to Google and they pull up Google and I say, I go to Google, I type in Brick Mason. My name's the first one that's going to pop up.
On the first page, so nobody's going to be able to tell you where you'll fall within the list of the companies on the first page, but I will tell you this, Shane, because we're the best of the best in the industry, we do place clients all the time that instantaneously go to the first position. Sometimes they're down in the third or fourth position before we work up their relevancy and they achieve a higher placement. But the good news is for you, I mean, even for people that are, say, the 10th on the spot or the 11th on the list, they're still amongst the businesses that get 87% of the revenue. So statistically speaking, when a consumer does a search online, 87% will hire off the first page of Google, right? So that means there's only 13%. If you took Yelp, Angie Leads, Thumbtack, Home Advisor, all of those other sources and kind of lumped them into one category, they're only getting 13%. So for you, I mean, a program like this, especially being a business owner that has four girls like that, this is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business because we're putting you where the, you know, 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
See, and it's hard. What I'm thinking about is, you know, we've been busy for the last 15 years, and I don't have to pay. People just call me every day, all the time. Because of the brick companies around here, put my name out, and all the contractors and somebody calls, they'll usually call one of the brick companies local around here and ask for a good, reputable brick mason, and they send them my name.
Right, right. So that's word of mouth advertising, and that's how you've been running your business for 25 years, and that's why you're successful, Shane, because that is the highest form of advertising you can do, is the word of mouth, because you're a reputable company, you perform a good service, so of course people will recommend you. And in essence, that's what Google does. Google is the number one word of mouth provider worldwide. And here's why. Let's say that I'm new to your area and I need a brick mason, and I happen to run across a friend or a relative or a colleague that knows about you. Of course I'm going to hire you, because that's word of mouth and that's the strongest recommendation you can get. Right? But if I don't have a personal connection like that, I'm going to just type into the computer what I need, and here Newman Masonry is still going to come up on top. So that's why a program like this works so well, because Google is a form of word of mouth advertising, but online.
Okay. Yeah, we'll try it. I'm trying to think how much,
three, let's run it $400. Let's see.
Oh man, I've never had to do this before. It's, you know. but it would be good if somebody to have people on, you know, people call and don't think about it, like the Angie's lead or whatever. I've had three calls, and it was somebody asking my advice on what I should do and how they should do this, and that they sent me a bunch of free leads, and then all of them weren't any good. And it's $2.99 a month from now on.
Exactly. Yep, it's just a flat rate. So we make it very simple. You don't have to pay per click or pay per lead, or worried about that if somebody calls you, like you said, they gave you some free leads, but they didn't pan out. If that happens, you're not charged extra for them, right? That's all inclusive within this program.
I got you. I'll try it. We'll see what happens. There'll be, y'all have emails or y'all send text messages to me. That way I can call y'all if it don't work out.
Exactly. I'm going to send you an email and a text message in just a moment. First, I wanted to ask you.
The Yellow Pages, that's like the phone book, isn't it?
Yeah, Yellow Pages is like the phone book, how they would, in the olden days, they would do it kind of alphabetically, and they would just list businesses in there by the alphabet. So if you were looking for a masonry and you open up the masonry side, you'd start with the A's, and then eventually you'd get to the N's and you could find Newman Masonry, right? So this is so much more beneficial, because we'll list you and optimize you by your service, not by whether your name starts with an A or not. You know what I mean?
Right. Because I ain't got a phone book in years.
Yeah, I used to use them to prop my door open when my dogs went out to do their business, but I don't even think I get them anymore either. You're right. I remember I used to get them like once a year. They'd deliver them. I don't think they even do that anymore.
Throw them out by the mailbox in a plastic bag.
Exactly. I haven't seen that for years. Wow. I do have an
internet in my house where I had a phone that come in, but I don't have a phone like that anymore, so. I had them come unhook the phone line. So.
Yep. We had that here too, where they would give you a special price if you bundled the home, the internet, and the phone. But everybody said, we don't need the phone anymore. And they started getting canceled. So now they don't do that anymore, because, you know, everybody has cell phones now.
Right.
So, yep.
I got you.
So let me ask you, Shane, is the Barlow Road also the billing address, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
No, it's the billing address. That's where all my mail comes. I have to check my mail. My girls get my mail, and they bring it and throw it in the garbage. I haven't checked my mail, because all my bills and everything I owe money to, they text me and let me know, hey, your bill's due. And like the garbage, the power, my truck payment, all my bills, that I get an email, or I get a text message sent to my phone when everything is ready. All my bills are due, and I pay it like that. So nobody,
will you do me a favor, though? Since your girls check the mail, will you let them know that you're expecting that postcard verification from Google? I don't want them to accidentally toss it because it's a very important part of the process. So let them know that if they get that PIN verification code from Google, they can throw it away. That's fine, as long as they take a picture of it or something and send it to you, because that way you can get the 5-digit code to us. But if it accidentally gets tossed, then we have to have Google send you another one, and things like that might hold up the process a little bit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, advertising, I need to do something like that, because it's, like I said, it's slowing down. Until we get the new president, until we get these people out of office, we're going to be jacked up around here, I believe.
Ah, I knew you were my kind of guy. I want to get these people out of office, too.
Ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous. The stuff they I can't even watch the news anymore. I'm like,
I know.
There are a lot of smart people in this world that went to college and they believe everything. I'm sitting here watching this. And I'm like, this is the most ridiculous. What she said makes no sense at all.
Yep. It's like the Bible says, the wise become fools, and then the fools become wise, you know?
Yeah, they're letting all these illegal immigrants flood the borders, and they come in and do a lot of our work, and they do it for nothing. I lost a huge job. It was a 6-month job, and we lost it because these Mexicans, and I'm not dogging on Mexican people, but the Mexicans are doing it, and they come in there, and they don't pay taxes. They all live together. They don't have insurance or anything that the law says you have to have. They don't have none of it. And when they get done, they're good. So they get to keep 100% of their money. They don't have to pay no insurance, no nothing. No taxes, no nothing.
Yeah, it's not right. What makes me mad is what Trump was saying when he was trying to close the borders, is that they are the ones that come over here and they're doing, drug dealing and crimes and, rapes, and like it never would have happened if we didn't allow them to come here illegally, And like you say, I have nothing against them if they go through the process and they come here legally, But
and do it right. Yeah. And do it
exactly.
Right. So you can compete with them right.
Like you say, pay your taxes, do what you're supposed to do when you work. None of this under the table crap, and have a registered.
Where are y'all located? Where are you located?
We're in Southern California. Are you familiar at all? So we're right by the border.
Oh, Lord, y'all are jacked up out there.
Oh, my gosh, we have a jacked up governor. You would not believe it. It's horrible.
I was sitting here listening. What is the guy that owns Tesla? He left. All y'all's companies are leaving. Y'all's taxes are outrageous for y'all. What are y'all paying for gas where y'all are?
Oh, it's right around between $5 and $6 a gallon right now. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Ours, when Trump was in office, gas here was like $1.98, $2 at the most. Now it's around $3.30, $3.40, but it's dropped down a little bit. But it used to be $1.98 a gallon here.
To Alabama, $3.30 a gallon sounds like a dream, even though to you it's high. We're paying almost double that.
Well, y'all make more money out there. Everything out there is more expensive than it is here. But the taxes out there, y'all's taxes.
Ridiculous.
Watch stuff about that, and I was like, man, I don't want nothing to do with no California. New York's like you in New York and California. I was talking to a lawyer friend of mine today, and he was talking about how California's, everybody's leaving, and now the tax dollars they're bringing in, so they're having to beg the federal government to give them money to keep that state going.
Oh, I know.
And
so many
like Alabama, Texas,
right.
Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, none of us get money from the government because our states generate enough money in tax revenue and everything else that we don't have to get money from the federal government.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow. So you didn't get the stimulus
all the money
payments?
All the tax dollars we send to the federal government goes to California and New York.
Oh, man, that's not fair to you guys either. Here we have a governor.
It ain't hurting up because they ain't going to give it to us. They just turn around and give it to some country over there and another. If they're not giving it to California, they give more money away to other countries than they give to our states. I mean, they throw so much of the money, they send billions and billions of dollars every year to other countries, if they didn't do that and they spent it in this, in our country, so you got to take care of the Americans first. Because we're the one giving you the money.
I agree. Yeah, you're right. I say, let's have Shane Newman for president. Let's put you on the ticket.
That wouldn't be good. It would not be good. It's out real fast. There'd be a lot of people. They wouldn't be. Yeah, it wouldn't be good.
Really?
No. I mean, all this crap they got going on, they wouldn't even.
Yeah,
no, they'd shoot me in the bottom foot.
Who even wants to deal with all that crap? You know, I agree.
Everybody wants Trump back in. I was like, if Trump just kept his mouth shut and just do his job like he did and then just stayed quiet about it, he would have stayed in. They're not going to let Trump back in. They'll assassinate him before they let him back in. They won't let him back in.
And with all of the cheating and stuff that was going on too, you know, how are they ever going to like rectify that? They can, if they did it once, they can do it again, you know? So.
Listen, did you know when I went to bed that Trump was winning the election? When I woke up the next morning, he lost, and I was like, how did that happen?
Same thing here, and we're on the West Coast, so I stayed up late watching it, and again, same thing here, even though we're a couple of hours behind you, we were winning by a landslide, and then we wake up, and all of a sudden...
Trump was winning California, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, but look at how all of a sudden things changed in Arizona and Georgia, and he was starting to get these states that, like,
Well, they found out that Georgia was fraud. They found, they proved that that the election was fraud. It was fraud in Georgia, and they proved in a couple other states that it was fraud in the Supreme Court, you know, but what can you do now? I mean, they did prove that the election was fraud, that it was all the, one lady in Georgia, I forgot how many thousands of votes that she was pushing through that nobody even, I mean, it was a jacked up situation, but it was the same thing happened when Bush won the second time. His brother was governor of Florida, and then he lost Florida and lost the election. We woke up the next morning, and he won Florida to win the election.
Wow.
So Trump wasn't the first one. They did it with Bush was president, too.
It happened in the past.
So they've been
cheating
like that the whole time. Yeah,
it's getting more sophisticated now. I think that if he got it his way and eliminated all the mail-in ballots, it would have been a much different process. But I mean, he didn't win argument.
We got some of the richest people in the world. These guys that's got, you know, the 1%. They decide who's going to be president. It's the people with the money. Don't matter what our vote is. They put in who they want in office to make them richer, and we have to do what we got to do to survive. And the rich are the rich, you know, they're the ones that decide who's the president.
Yep, I agree. It makes it disheartening when you do go out and vote, because it makes it feel like it doesn't matter. But I still always go because I feel like it's a civic duty, but it makes it feel like it's kind of worthless, you know?
Well, the way I look at it, if you don't vote, you ain't got a rotten gripe about it. So I'm
going
to drive about it because I vote
so
for Trump. I ain't never voted before ever in my life, but I went and voted this last time for Trump.
Me too.
I live, it don't really matter because Alabama's a Republican state. They're going to vote Republican every time. So.
Oh, good
by
for
a landslide.
You.
I mean, it's a landslide that they.
See,
Alabama,
I love Alabama even
surprised.
More. The 330 gas prices, and now you're a Republican state. It sounds like it has me written all over it over there.
Well, I don't know. We don't have the stuff that y'all allow, the stuff that goes on in California that they let go. It don't happen here. Like, y'all get away. Y'all can do a lot of stuff in California that we can't do here.
Oh, really?
Oh no, you can't buy weed here. If you commit a crime here, like if you get pulled over in California with drugs, it ain't much to it. You do it here and you go into prison. They don't play that.
Oh.
We don't have, our crime right here is not bad. I mean, we don't have the stuff that goes on in California don't go on here.
You ain't
got to worry about somebody breaking. I can leave my door open in my house and stay gone for 2 months and ain't nobody coming in my house. Cause if you get caught in my house, somebody comes in my house and I shoot them, the cops said, good job. Somebody's in my yard stealing and I come out my yard and shoot somebody for stealing something out of my yard, the cops say, well, they shouldn't have done it. In California, you get in trouble for that, not here.
Yeah, over here, like a lot of the stores, they had those smash and grab robberies. And the police don't do anything about it. They say, well, if it's under $1,000, it's considered petty theft and we can't arrest them. We can cite them, but we can't arrest them. And there's people that I know that work in stores where they're loss prevention. They're like a security guard at the front. And they tell me how frustrated they are because when people blatantly shoplift and walk out of the store, they can't do anything about it. And I'm like, that's horrible.
Oh, not here. Oh, Lord, no.
Yeah.
How do they stay in business?
Yep. There you go.
How they stay in business, they raise the price across like Walmart. I was talking to a lady that she's a buddy of mine and his wife. They're both big wigs for Walmart. Walmart don't have a lot of theft in here like they do like in New York and up in Illinois and certain big cities and out west in certain places. It's just cities, though, certain cities.
Yeah, probably Los
Angeles. But they steal them blind, so what they do is they raise the price Walmart-wide. So if people would quit stealing, everything in Walmart would be half the price.
That makes sense. That's how they're I see.
So what they do is the price, they just raise the price up to take care of it. But if you get caught stealing in Walmart here, it don't matter if it's $10, you're going to jail. And
there
then you will go to court, and then you have to pay for a lawyer. And then you have to, then they'll put you in some kind of thing, you know, they make it so miserable on you if you get caught stealing. If you get caught stealing two or three times, you go to state prison for a few years.
Remember,
anything over $30, over $30 in the state of Alabama is a felony. And they prosecute you on.
Yeah, way to go, Alabama. That's a good rule to have because then people are scared to shoplift, you know? That's good.
Oh, yeah, you get caught
going to
jail.
They know there's consequences.
You just walk out the store with it. Well, I mean, you're just telling them to steal. Okay, don't do nothing to it. Well, you're just telling them to steal.
Yep. So, Shane, I want to get back to how this process is going to work with your account here. I'm going to secure the position and close the category for you now. I already got the website approved for my supervisor, so we're going to include that for you at no cost. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to make an appointment for my technician to call you, and they're going to go over your keywords, your service area, building your website, and getting you placed. That appointment's going to take approximately 20 minutes. What do you think would work best, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
I tell you what, any time between 1 and 3 would be amazing.
Okay, so I have a 1 o'clock or a 3 o'clock available. You probably want to grab the 1, huh?
1 would be fine. I'll be loading my truck up, headed back to pick my girls up from school. I have to drive all the way from West Mobile back to Baldwin County. So I load everything up. I'm in my car driving down the road at 1 o'clock.
Okay, so let me just grab that appointment real quick before someone else does. So I'll put local / client interview. I'm going to send you an appointment reminder for this too, just so that you don't forget tomorrow. And then for the billing, you said it was a credit card. Is it a American Express, Visa, MasterCard? MasterCard, okay. And then the card number?
It's 5171.
Okay.
4887.
Got it.
Got my glass up. 4906.
Okay.
7905.
And expiration?
1026.
1026. And then the code on the back?
188.
188. Okay. So I'm going to go through a voice verification recording with you, Shane. And what that will do is outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Some of this is a little bit repetitive of what we just discussed, so just kind of bear with me. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. So what this says is to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Newman Masonry.
Okay, perfect. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Shane Newman, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 25th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then I already nailed down the appointment for you tomorrow, but I want you to stand by for just a moment. Oh, I'm sorry. It says insufficient funds, but you wanted me to do the $299 now and the $99 on Friday, right?
No, that's still funny. Which in that account? Hang on, let me give you my other card.
Okay, I'm ready when you are. We'll do the other card then. No problem.
Oh, it's 4121.
Okay.
659-3013-6006.
Can you read the second number again after the 4121? The phone cracked up.
6359.
Okay, I heard 659, but I didn't get the 3, so I got it. So 6359 and then 3013-6006.
Right.
Okay, expiration?
1124.
And the code on the back?
247. I got to call and find out what's wrong with that card.
Yeah. It just said insufficient funds, which is good. It didn't say the card was blocked or anything, so it might just be low. But that's scary if you thought there was plenty of money on there and there's not, you know. So you should definitely call. So I want you to stand by with me for just a moment or two, Shane, because I got the website included for you for free, and I got some special pricing that's not available to the general public. So I'm going to have you just go in and acknowledge it with your e-signature, because that's what will grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that it never goes up down the road. So you're going to get a couple of texts from us in just a moment. I want you to look for the one that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you get text messages on this phone?
I've got my card set up to where, because I've had so much fraud. I go to a lot of concerts all over the country, and I've had my cards hit so bad from California that anything comes out of California or New Jersey or New York, my cards will not let it go through, so.
Oh, that's smart. That's really good for you. You know, the cards, I got a notification from my bank, and I didn't have them turn it on because I thought it was kind of creepy, but it's actually a security feature where they say that if you give them permission, they can track where you are, where your debit card is. So if your debit card ends up in an area where they think that you're not at, because you got it. Does it say thank you for choosing Local Splash? Click here.
Oh, it says that my Bass, let's see, make this purchase with your Bass Pro Club's card ending in blah, 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 Local Splash declined, blah, blah, blah. That's great. That's
well, the MasterCard declined, but the Visa went through. So you're good to go there. We got the Visa to process. So still, you might want to check with your bank and just see what went wrong, why the MasterCard didn't go through. But we got the Visa on file now. And but what I want to know is I sent you – well, actually, the text went out twice.
Apple,
thank you.
Apple.com bill declined at $64.79. Take that yes or your –
nope. That's not this. That might be another transaction on the MasterCard that they also declined, but we got the new card on file now, so that's good. And then did you get the text message from me that says thank you for choosing Local Splash? Because if not, you can go in your email and we can do the signature that way.
Did I get an email? No, what was that again? I was reading this right here.
That's okay, Shane.
Some of the best, showing me everything about my cards. That it just popped up a text message saying that they're Bass Pro. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, go ahead again. What is it?
I want you to go into your text messages also. So you might have to close out of that one and look at the new ones that just came in from Local Splash.
On my email, you said?
On your text message.
Okay, let me see. Text messages. Okay, Local Splash. I have, there's a bunch of them. Now, what is Local Splash? That is Google?
Google would never call you as a client. So we're a premier partner to Google. So what we do is we're called Local Splash, and we do the search engine optimization to put your business on Google, okay? So because I gave you special pricing that's not available to the general public, do you see the text message? One will say Local Splash welcome if you have any questions. That has our toll-free phone number on it, right? But then there's another one that says, Shane, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you see that text?
Yeah, I see that.
Okay, so click on the link in that text. It'll say click here to accept your subscription terms.
Okay, I don't have any glasses on, so I've got to, where would it be at? Click,
it'll say
click here.
Click here to accept your subscription. And then once you click that, it's going to open a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Right.
All you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom and hit Confirm Signature. There's going to be a little box that you have to check to show that you're authorized on the account. And then
it says careers, blah, blah, blah. And then it's a little blue box in the bottom right-hand corner. No, I mean it, is it?
I don't think that's it.
I'm on that page, though. On that page.
It says Local Splash Terms of Experience, right?
Hang on, let me scroll back up. It says Relevant Ads Incorporated DBA Local Splash Terms and Conditions.
Okay. I'm not sure if you're on the same page that I am, because mine just says, that's from our company, whatever you're looking at, because we are Local Splash, but I'm trying to find the page where you sign. If you go into your email, the link that I sent you is also in the email. That might be easier.
Okay, we're going to try that. I've been on the email a couple of times.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. I like that you're a good multitasker. Good for you, Shane. So
oh,
in
Lord,
the email.
No,
you are. You're doing good.
I've got that I've never even checked, like about 35,000. Okay. Local Splash. Welcome to Splash.
Yeah. And then the next one, Local Splash Initial Invoice. Do you see that one?
All right, I clicked on that one. Right.
Okay, and then you'll see, Dear Shane Newman, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And if you keep reading, it'll say right above the thank you, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Right, so click there?
Yes.
All right.
And then this will take you to that page I was talking about, Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Go down to the bottom. Okay, I'm at the bottom. Click here. Okay.
Okay. So before you click there, you just have to put in your name. If you go all the way to the bottom, you'll see an orange arrow.
Right.
So just put in Shane Newman. Just the way you see it above. It says Shane Newman, so there isn't any middle name or initial. There's just Shane Newman.
Right.
And then before you hit the orange confirm, if you go above the signature line, there's a little box up there that says, I certify that I'm authorized on this account. So you just have to click that box so that the blue check mark shows up.
All right, I got it's got a date in it.
Yeah, the dates are good, but if you look, so you have Shane Newman in there, but you see the box above the signature line? It says, click here that to certify that I'm authorized.
Right, I click that.
Okay, so now you can go down and hit the orange button that says Confirm Signature. Now, once it goes through, It's going to ask you for a username and a password. Don't worry about any of that. That will be provided for you tomorrow at the client interview. My main thing was just getting your pricing locked in, okay?
Good deal.
Okay.
All right,
so you're all good to go. You have our phone number on there, so you can contact us anytime. We're here Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. your time. And then remember, my technician will call you around 1 o'clock tomorrow, and they'll go over that client interview with you, okay?
Thank you, ma'am, so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Shane. I enjoyed talking to you, so have a very profitable year and have a nice rest of your day, too, okay?
Thank you, ma'am.
Great, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.